Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. And remember, we couldn't be doing this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay, so please support them so we can continue to share these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Eric Anderson, and he is with Clearwave. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you, Lee.
Before we get too far into things, tell us about Clearwave. How are you serving folks?
So, firstly, I'd like to point out that Clearwave was founded in 2004 right here in Atlanta. So we're a homegrown company. And what we do is we digitize the pre-arrival patient experience. So we develop easy-to-use check-in solutions for mobile, kiosk, or tablet. And basically, we eliminate phone calls, paperwork, and lines by automating patient communication and digitizing registration.
So now, if your clients aren't using Clearwave, how are they doing this right now?
About 70% of them, believe it or not, Lee, are still using pencil and paper. And you know, it's really amazing if you think about it, because what other experience do you have in your life where you still use a pen and paper? You don't even do that for a mortgage anymore, right? But in healthcare offices, that's one of the few places left where the standard is still, here's the clipboard, fill out this form.
Now, are your clients of medical practices of a certain size? Like, do you have a sweet spot in terms of, are they hospital systems? Or are they kind of the solo practitioner? Who is kind of the ideal client for Clearwave?
So it's a great question and well phrased, because the ideal client for us, generally speaking, are specialty practices. Ophthalmology and orthopedic are the two leading specialties that we operate in. That said, we have single physician practices and we have large hospital systems. So we do truly run the gamut in terms of size, but the sweet spot are our specialty practices.
Now, recently I've had the occasion to go to a medical practice, actually two. One that had some sort of automated, contactless interaction, and another that was more of the old school. And the experience is dramatic from the patient standpoint, and I can't believe that so many people are still doing it the old way. It doesn't seem even possible with the challenges that COVID-19 is presenting right now.
Well, you know, it has changed the landscape. And, you know, to paraphrase Satya Nadella, what he said about Microsoft is, we've seen 2 years of digital transformation in 2 months. And really at Clearwave, we've seen that as well. If you look in early March of 2020, practices, clinics, hospitals, they expected to see you walk into the facility, sit in the waiting room. And if you were having a surgical procedure, they expected you to have your driver with you. I was recently talking to a customer in Manhattan, and she said, prior to COVID, we wouldn't even do a procedure unless you had the person that was driving you home in the office with you. Well, now in early May and into now early June, practices don't want the patient coming in the waiting room until they're ready to be seen, and they don't want anybody other than the patient coming in the facility. So it has truly changed dramatically.
So now, are a lot of these practices, they almost have to make the change now. If they were begrudgingly thinking about it now, it's almost a must-have, isn't it?
Well, it truly is. Well, so here's the deal. It's a must-have if you want to return to the volumes you were seeing back in January and February. So with the new guidelines for social distancing, as I said, our sweet spot specialty practices, they tend to be high volume practices. They're seeing hundreds of patients a day. Well, they're not going to be able to run through that volume because they can't fill up the facility the way they used to. So if you want to return to pre-pandemic levels of care, you're going to have to adopt new innovative solutions that allow you to control that throughput in a very precise way. And that's really where the must-have comes into play.
Now, does Clearwave play nicely with the other software that these practices have to deal with?
So yes is the answer. And in fact, we're very proud of the fact that Clearwave integrates with more practice management solutions, hospital information solutions than anyone else in the market. I was recently talking to a senior IT executive, a CIO, and he's in a different industry. And I told him healthcare is a little bit different than Fortune 500, which is where I came from originally. And he said, well, how's it different? Well, the difference is exactly what you pointed out, Lee, and that is the great diversity of systems that are used, right? If you're talking about Coca-Cola or Home Depot, there's only a few players in that space for enterprise resource planning. But when you look at medical offices and hospitals, there's a great diversity of systems out there. And if I want to have a patient sit in the parking lot and complete their registration, which they can do with Clearwave, right? I can be sitting in my car and I can do all my paperwork. I can take pictures of my insurance cards. I can do everything from my phone in my car. Well, that's only helpful if the data goes back into the system that the physician or hospital uses. And so that really is the secret to all of this, because if you're not doing the integration, all you're doing is you're just displacing where the paperwork gets printed out and transcribed. So integration is truly the key to make it all work smoothly.
And then where does telehealth play into this? Because I would imagine that there's now a ton of people that are trying telehealth for the first time and probably preferring it than compared to the, you know, go to the doctor, wait there for God knows how long, you know, and then this way that seems like it's more on my terms and it's convenient for me.
Yeah, that is another one of those great shifts in the market. We have a very large customer up in Massachusetts, and in early March, they did 0% telehealth. And this is a very large facility, right? Very astute with technology, really, frankly, a market leader in many respects, but they did no telehealth. There was no driving reason. People were used to coming in. Well, now they're 100% telehealth. I mean, talk about a pendulum shift, right? From 0% to 100% telehealth. And so it is in many cases much more convenient, but in order to do that, here's the interesting thing, Lee, the difference between a telehealth visit and an in-person visit, the only difference is where the patient is. Everything else that's involved with that visit still has to happen. I still have paperwork I have to complete. I still have questions I need to answer, consents to process, payment to be made, insurance card, pictures of insurance card to be handed over. All that still has to happen, but it has to happen remotely. And again, how do you do that? Well, the answer is obvious. It's technology. So you put the tool in the hand of the patient who, using their phone, their iPad, or whatever from home, they can do all of that from home. And then what you need to do is automate that communication. So, for example, one of the things we do is we'll text the patient 15 minutes prior to the appointment starting to say, hey, your telehealth appointment is about to begin. And of course, we remind them first thing in the morning and the day before, right? But just before the appointment begins, hey, time to get off your phone, time to get ready for the telehealth visit to commence. Now, in my view, Lee, how much telehealth plays looking forward has a lot to do with reimbursement rates, right? So there's been special rules established during the pandemic where telehealth visits are getting paid at a higher reimbursement rate. If that continues, that would incentivize continued use of telehealth. If those reimbursement rates drop dramatically, then that would influence a different sort of behavior. And of course, with all that being said, economic considerations aside, some things have to be done in person, right? I can't replace your knee over the phone. So you know, there's limits to it, but I absolutely believe that telehealth is going to be a much larger percentage, and that's not to say a majority, right? But a larger percentage than it ever has been, and I think that's permanent.
Now, do you think that this hesitancy to move to more of a software-related solution with these types of patient interactions, is that a fear from the doctors? Like, do they feel like they're losing some control? Like, I don't understand why there's be a hesitancy in either the case of the check-ins or the telehealth.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers to that onion, right? And you know, part of it is when you look at the percentage of the population of the United States that's on Medicare, right? So predominantly older folks that are on Medicare. And you look at that and you say, well, gosh, that's not that high of a percentage. But when you look at the percentage of visits that are Medicare visits, it's extremely high, right? And of course, we know the reason why. Pre-existing conditions, chronic conditions, elderly folks need more care. And the reason I preface my answer with all of that is if you're a physician and you're a nephrology clinic or cardiology, most of your patients, your average patient age might be 70, right? 68. And so part of the hesitancy is, gosh, these older folks, you know, are they really going to embrace technology? Are they going to be able to do that? But of course, the world is rapidly changing, and the level of sophistication of technology among all age groups has grown dramatically. And I recently saw a Pew Research study that while the percentage of people over 60 that use their phone as their primary means of internet connectivity is lowest in the age group over 60, it's also the fastest growing, right? So I think that is one concern that they have. And the other is they feel like they're losing that personal touch, right? I'm superimposing a piece of technology between my staff and the patient. But the reality is, Lee, nobody goes to a physician practice, you know, sort of anticipating the interaction at the front desk. Here's your insurance card, fill out this paperwork. What they really prize is the interaction that's specific to the care that they need and the reason that they came for the visit. So I think part of it is concern about patients' ability to utilize and adapt to technology. And yes, part of it is a concern about, I don't want to lose that personal touch. I think those are the two primary reasons that make physicians have a little bit of trepidation about embracing these types of solutions.
Well, when you're onboarding a physician or a physician group that hasn't done this before, is there a way to kind of dip their toe in the water? Or is this something they got to kind of go all in order to really get all the benefits?
So absolutely, there's ways. And I'm a big fan of phased rollouts. And so we want to make sure that the number one thing, and I recently did a webinar with one of our clients in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and you know, we get on this webinar and I'm talking about the ClearWave technology and how things work. And what I said there, and I'll repeat here, is that technology is great, but it only works if the staff are educated and the patients are educated about what you're doing, right? So we can bring technology to the table all day long, but if patients don't know what to expect, if the staff don't understand how it works, it's not going to be successful. And so many of our customers, being specialty practices, have multiple locations. So it would not be unusual for us to start at sort of the star location. It could be the location that's the busiest or the one that has what they consider to be their A team, if you will. And so you can absolutely dip your toe in the water by rolling it out sequentially among multiple locations, and larger facilities do that. But regardless of how you approach it, the secret to being successful is getting the staff on board, training them, educating them. And Lee, I'm sorry to tell you what I'm sure you already know, and this is true in any technology that you roll out. We got to manage that change. We got to get staff involved, educated. But I tell you what, the patient education is so important. But another point, and it's not related to your question, but it just occurred to me, is that adoption rates of this technology by patients have skyrocketed since the pandemic, because now patients, you know, there might be some hesitation among patients. Why do I got to learn this new thing? I can just stand in line and get the clipboard. Well, now all of a sudden, there's a whole new perspective on that. Patients are realizing, hey, wait a second. If I do this from my phone, I don't have to walk up to the front desk. I can maintain social distancing. It's the safest way for me to do it. So that's another variable where you can actually see, Lee, that patients are pushing to have this technology adopted because it's best for them, not just the convenience, but also the safety of it.
So now what's next for ClearWave? Is it just kind of, you're in a high growth trajectory, just get in front of more of these specialty medical practices and just kind of educate them on the offering?
Well, you know, I would say what's looking forward for ClearWave, it's more and more mobile. Right. So historically, ClearWave has provided in-office registration solutions, whether that be a kiosk or a tablet. And what we see going forward, for the reasons we just discussed about social distancing and not wanting to make sure I can have a zero contact registration, is more and more mobile is certainly in the cards for ClearWave. And in addition, I would say that expanding the capabilities for patients to interact with practices, right? Enabling them to automate more of the pieces and parts of that experience, whether that be scheduling an appointment, filling out medical history forms, and really just digitizing the entire pre-arrival experience and even post-appointment experience. So essentially, if you think about Clearwave, where we want to be is we want to be the way that patients communicate in a seamless, integrated way with hospitals and clinics right up until the point they walk into that exam room, and any communication needs to happen after they walk out of that exam room. And the other thing I'll say is we have enjoyed amazing growth, and it's wonderful, and we're very proud of the fact to be an Atlanta-based business, to see what was just an idea that a couple of people had back in 2006 get to the point where we have a national footprint and have been rapidly growing and continue to do so even now.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more and have more substantive conversation, what's the website for Clearwave?
Yeah, so the website for Clearwave is www.clearwave, the word Clearwave, inc.com.
Good stuff, Eric. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
All right, Lee, thank you for having me.
All right, this is Lee Cantor, and that was another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be doing this work without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.